The Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available on Apple Podcasts and at NFL.com/DDFP. Now here's your host, Dave Dameshek.
Hi and hello. Welcome to 2020 and welcome to the 26th annual Shecky Awards. Yes, we've decided to cut the DDFP in half. We have just completed making our wild card picks, nay, our picks for the entire postseason bracket. We ran all the way through there, and that's to help out everybody in the UK or to play in on the UK's NFL UK's thing. Tell everybody about it. Seated to my immediate left, as always, here for the Shecky Awards. He'll be weighing in as we go along on those. Back behind the glass there is Eddie Spaghetti. And like I say, all our wild card red challenge flag picks can be heard at NFL.com/podcast. So go and dig those up. It was a good episode, if I do say so myself. To my immediate left, though, all the way from London, England, he's our resident Miami Dolphins fan, and he's ready to tell you what's going down with the NFL UK's bracket. It's Handsome Hank.
Hi, Dave. How are you? Happy New Year.
We don't need that, Eddie, for God's sake. Really should play the greatest hero in English history, right? See the greatest Englishman ever, James Bond?
I think people would say St. George, who slayed a dragon, did a good job.
We're off and running with the Shecky Awards. Greatest Englishman ever.
Well, I'm going to go British person because, you know, Braveheart. Let's make sure that the Scots get their due with Mel Gibson.
I still am confused by that. So the Scots are technically Brits.
Yeah.
See, I still get confused.
Really?
Okay. Well, they fought because they fought the Brits.
No, they fought the English.
Okay, Leo, we don't have time.
Doesn't matter. Wait, what was the question?
Sean Connery is the right answer, I think.
Oh, who's the greatest James Bond? Sean Connery.
No, I'm just saying he's Sean Connery.
Is the greatest Brit of all time.
Right. Isn't he?
I don't know.
Michael Caine?
There's a lot of different. I don't think that Michael Caine would.
Who was the general in WW2? I mean, I guess we could go Churchill too.
Churchill would be probably right up there on most people's lists.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't think Michael Caine.
Churchill.
I think Michael Caine. I think, well, let's go with Churchill.
Okay, or
first
Michael
Shecky Award. I think, you know, he would be delighted to know that of all the honors that Sir Winston received, he's now a Shecky Award winner as well. Will you send him one of
John
those?
Jon Snow doesn't count as properly.
No. David Attenborough would be up there for me. I'm a big Attenborough fan.
How about Tolkien?
J.R.R.?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, he wouldn't be.
I mean, you know, he was a little long-winded, let's be honest.
Fair. A fair critique. All right. Now, Handsome. Okay. See, we want this to be a nice tight 30 here.
Yeah,
I'm
trying.
Okay, go ahead. Now, NFL UK, how can you play in the bracket challenge?
If you wanted to play, we have a game called Super Bowl Challenge, which allows you to pick who you think is gonna win all the way through from now, right now, but we're talking before the first playoff games are played, all the way through until the Super Bowl. Dave did it on our last show, came up with his Super Bowl picks. I'm not going
to
tell you what he picked.
No, you have to listen.
You have to go back and listen to it. And you have to go quite deep into the show. I'm not going to tell you even how far into the show it is, but you're going to have to listen all the way through. You're going to get some great analysis about coaching. You're going to get some great analysis about the wild card games. And then, only then, will you be able to find out who Dave thinks is going to win all the rest of the playoff games and the Super Bowl.
Handsome, well done. And fine modesty by you to not include yourself as a nominee for greatest Brit.
Oh, I see. I would not include myself on a list with Winston Churchill and St. George. No.
How about when Russell Crowe plays the guy who is the captain of the ship in that movie that I just watched the other day? That reminds me. That's one of the categories.
Is that the one
up here? Best movie that Dave watched in 2019.
Not the one where I'm the captain now.
No. I am the captain now.
You're talking about Master.
That's Tom
Master
Hanks.
And Commander.
Master and Commander.
What was the other one?
I should have made another one of those.
It seemed like
the way it was named, that was going to be the first in a series.
What's the one movie where the guy's on the boat and it's a big storm and they're fishermen? The Perfect Storm.
Perfect Storm.
The Perfect Storm with Clooney.
Not so perfect if you were on the boat, if you know what I mean.
Also, that movie falls down because it's all at night. And so if you watch it on a TV at home, it's just darkness with George Clooney speaking.
Yeah, and then then Frozen steals from it when that big wave just washes over the parents. But if you saw Frozen Part 2, I don't want to...
Don't spoil that.
No spoilers. That's another movie that is eligible to win Best Movie I Watched in 2019. And
let's
of course, it didn't have to be
it,
released then. In 2019. I just have to have watched it in the calendar year. Let's start it off here with my annual New Year's resolution, because as unlike the rest of you vain people, you narcissists who make New Year's resolutions for you and you alone, I do them for all of society because I'm an empath. I have a bigger heart than the rest of you. So I try to address things. Do I succeed with these? Well, let the work speak for itself. I've called for more rosé in society. I think it's hard to go into any restaurant and not be offered an array of fine rosés, as well as any grocery store or booze shop that you go into. I've called for more stuffing. All right, the results are mixed, but I will say more stuffing available in more restaurants than there were when I made that call 6-7 years ago. I've demanded that we eschew plates, or at least the ubiquity of plates, in favor of bowls. That's a better delivery method for your food in almost all cases outside of cutting a steak or a few other examples. Eating out of a bowl is more satisfying. It blends all your food together, and that's what we need in our societies, to come together, not be separated by a flat plate unnecessarily.
Couldn't agree more,
Dan. Thank you.
Couldn't agree more.
And I think that I have already done this one, but I'm too dumb to remember if I've already done this one, but this remains a scourge in our society. Mm-hmm. And despite what had been my best efforts, I'm now going to ramp it up to 110. You have my pledge in 2020 and beyond to fight this even further. It is bare feet on an airplane. We gotta cut it out. We gotta be better than this as a society. We cannot allow people. I'm gonna have to call out to deputize everyone within the sound of my voice.
I think you've done it already.
I'm the doing number it again.
Of, the number of times I see you being sent photos of people's feet.
It doesn't come feet. Without, you what know what? They say no feet. Good deed goes unpunished. I've been punished endlessly by people sending me images of other people's bare feet on an airplane. Exactly what I'm speaking out against. Now I am punished for a call to action against this. And now I have to see everybody else's image. It's a cross I'm willing to bear if we can eradicate barefootlessness on airplanes. And I mean, the move of moving the TV monitor thing on the airplane with your toes, I can't imagine.
Disgusting.
I just can't imagine being so lacking in self-awareness.
Right. Exactly.
It ends.
No one's ever sitting in this seat again, right? It's just these planes are disposable.
That's exactly the way that person's brain works.
That's the mentality. Like,
It ends here, or it ends by December 31, 2020, or shame the devil. And that's that. We've got to do it. And the movement is called MeToo.
I also don't, like, I would never be afraid of telling someone. When, you know, sometimes you see the pictures of, like,
come on.
Armrest is here, and someone's foot has come through, naked foot has come through, and is like halfway down. If that happened to me, I'm turning around and I'm telling the person, not politely, that they need to put their shoes and socks on, A, and B, take it off my armrest.
I'm like, it's like these teams that have imperfections.
And I will cut your foot off if you
right.
don't.
I mean, a lot
with
of people
one of the cutlery on the plane. And those aren't sharp. It's going to take me probably most of the flight to amputate your
foot. I'm going to discourage trying to discourage amputate. You from bringing sharpened implements onto
No, I'm only using anything
into the vessel.
Something that's on the plane.
I see.
You know
I
how
see.
They sometimes have
maybe
the,
they deserve
the spokes with one side of it, which is also I'm going to
more painful. Maybe that's what they deserve.
Right.
To learn that lesson.
I would never ever encourage anyone to bring a sharp item onto a plane. I'm going to use whatever's at hand, a spoon even.
Fair. I mean, listen, it's, again, if you are not in the playoffs right now, if you're a fan of a football team, you're probably thinking, well, we need to get a new wide receiver and we need to get a quarterback and we need to fix the right side of the offensive line and so on. You got to be more targeted in your approach if you're going to succeed here. You can't just solve everything in one. I'd love to deal with the narcissists who think that despite the fact that they certainly know that we exit an airplane row by row, You wait until the row in front of you is completely empty, and then you move forward. And yet people want to defy that rule.
Still haven't given away
I know. In the middle seat, people like to do the thing where they put the armrest up or down. That's not for you to decide where the armrest. That's a mutual decision. Do you mind if I put this armrest up? Do you mind if I put it down? I'm going to put my elbow on it before you get to that. That's, you know, every man for himself. I get it. But we are focusing on the feet and making sure you, at worst, wear socks. At least wear your socks. Who are you? Yeah,
I'm gonna also own up. Sometimes I go on long flights. I'll take my shoes off immediately, but I never would take my socks off.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
You're not a chimpanzee. You're a human being. Keep your
chimpanzees
feet on.
Don't have socks, Dave.
They have feet.
If That's they took the their shoes off, they would just have bare feet.
Well, but yeah, but look at how monkeys use their feet. Yeah, but you're not a monkey.
Oh, I see.
That's what I'm just saying. All right. So that one is out of the way. And do you want me to just throw one in here? Quick one in here?
What is this?
This is the Shecky Award.
I get that. But what actually are you throwing in?
I'm going to do the first award.
Okay.
I'm going to do the first award of the day here. Here we go now. The best name in sports in 2019. Come on. Well, we're going to start with some lame one? No way. No. Going with a big
one. Right? Is there not applause?
Spoiler alert.
You don't have any applause back there.
They're all important. Here we go. The first award. The nominees for best name in sports in 2019 are Seahawks safety, Ugo Amadi. New York Rangers rookie star, Capo Caco.
That's pretty good.
Wisconsin wide receiver, Quintez Cephas, and Pitt do-it-all skill position guy, Shockey Jacques-Louis, and the winner of the 2019.
It's a runaway win.
Is Shockey Jacques-Louis.
Of course it is.
What a name! Shockey Jacques-Louis, I love it! I'm in heaven with that name.
It's a great name.
All right, let's.
I tell you who I liked. One, maybe for the future, because he's coming through, a running back in college football, Chuba Hubbard. that's hard to beat.
Here's a new one. I noticed the other day as I was scrolling through Facebook, and by the way, great news for everybody out there. If you're worried about the state of society and you've tired of seeing people's food pictures on Facebook, great news. Society is hereby fixed one person at a time because everybody at the turn of the decade solved what was wrong with everybody else and let everybody know, here's how you do better. Here's how you need to approach 2020 and the rest of life. Thank you all for your counsel.
It turns out that actually it's not a bad idea to be nice to other people.
I know. Well, that was a prominent sentiment. Yeah. Right.
I'm inspired by something, some moment that's happened to me. Maybe it's the change of decade, year, whatever, but maybe you guys should just be
nice
to each
other. Here's a fun, maybe a little inside baseball, but I'm going to do it anyway here. Facebook names of people who follow me on Facebook. The candidates are Uriah Cross, Wyatt Holdsclaw, Evo Strolig, and Vito Viscomi.
Oh, my goodness.
And your winner is.
They're all winners.
They are. I mean, can you imagine? Congratulations, Evo Strolig. I hope he's not like a bank teller.
Right.
You know? I hope he's
an athlete, and then next year he can win the athlete name.
I just hope he's like a villainous mastermind,
right,
like cooking up the demise of society.
Your demise.
Maybe. Could be. Now,
that
this is a group.
Ironic.
This one's a group think one. It's one of the longest standing Shecky Awards here, and it's one you do not want to win. It is the Sonic Award, started back in 2008, so named for the city of Seattle, rather the sports fans in that sports town. Seattle, an all-time awful year that inspired this award. And it goes to the sports town whose fans suffered the most. This isn't to say you had the worst losing percentage necessarily. It's the greatest drop off from expectation. If you suffered some shame along the way, if you were just last place in every major sport, that would probably earn you a nomination. 2008, Seattle got it because the Seahawks went 4-12 and Mike Holmgren left, and the Mariners went 61-101 and the Sonics went 20-62. And then with rookie of the year, Kevin Durant in tow, they uprooted and moved to Oklahoma City. In other words, an apocalyptic year.
Bad year.
Cleveland won in 2009. Cleveland won again in 2010. Washington, D.C. in 11. Pittsburgh won in 2012. 2013 went to New York, which is hard to do with as many sports teams as they have. It's almost hard to not back into some positive situation, but New York failed. 2014, Philadelphia got it. 2015, Philly got it again. 2016, it was Cincinnati's turn. 2017 was Detroit. 2018, it went to Chicago, and that brings us to the here and now. I want to debate this very quickly, Handsome, with
okay.
you and Eddie Spaghetti. Any names, any cities that come to mind for you? I'll float one right out of the gate because it's closest to my heart. The city of Pittsburgh, the so-called city of champions.
I mean,
what?
Well,
our starting quarterback got we get embarrassed by the team that is embarrassed us continually this millennium, the Patriots, on a national stage. Then the next week, our Hall of Fame quarterback is out for the rest of the year. Then we don't make the playoffs. The Penguins, a Stanley Cup contender, go out meekly. They get swept by the bum New York Islanders. The Pirates are the usual embarrassment. Pitt football and basketball is nothing to talk about. That's worthy of a nomination.
Wouldn't be my vote. I got two in mind.
Go ahead.
Well, Cleveland's one.
Cleveland was top of my list.
Browns, and then obviously the Cavaliers thing, post-LeBron. Right. The Indians' failure to make the postseason. I'm trying to think of, well, the L.A., besides the basketball teams, but they haven't really accomplished anything yet. Think about the Dodgers. Like they were supposed to be in the World Series. They lost. Angels didn't make it. USC football, not good. L.A. Kings, not good. And then you have obviously the both NFL teams not making the postseason after they were both pretty hyped. I think LA is
Well, but you do have LeBron and you have the signing of
but they're almost
the
expectations
yet.
Are high.
Yeah.
But they didn't do it.
They didn't do it, but yeah, I mean USC
more
embarrassing.
Than Pittsburgh.
Oh, but I mean they at least have LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard, and they're the epicenter of NBA.
You've got Ben Roethlisberger, one of the top 10 quarterbacks apparently of all time.
Yeah, but he didn't play. That's the point. Anyway, here are a couple more for you to consider.
Okay,
Chicago has been really bad. The Bears, a real
disappointment.
And in the calendar year, they lost the double doink on the goalpost game to Nick Foles and the Eagles. That counts. Cubs and White Sox. Blackhawks don't even make the postseason, which is hard to do. The Bulls aren't any good. That's a pretty bad situation. Northwestern has fallen off after a nice little air of success there. That's one that should be considered. And the other one is Oakland, California. The A's don't do much of anything.
They made the playoffs, but yeah, right.
But they don't do anything. No. The Sharks, and of course, they lose the Raiders.
Yeah.
I think anytime you lose a team, that counts in.
That's pretty bad.
That's 100 times worse than your starting quarterback being injured.
We have celebrity Ricky Hollywood behind the glass there. If you have a vote you want to throw in there, she thinks the sky is falling because Tom Brady is old now. But the Boston is not a contender for the 2019 Shecky Award. Eddie Spaghetti, your vote.
And also Erica's vote is Los Angeles.
Angeles is not going to win the award. You can't do it. The Dodgers.
A lot of disappointment.
Eddie, you should explain to Erica that there's no votes in this. This is called the Shecky's. We're just here. We're just accoutrements to Dave.
Right. No,
tell us what the right answer is. So just go ahead. Tell us what the right answer is.
If you just polled the average native Los Angelino and they said, how do you feel about the state of sports? And they would be. I think, generally speaking, if they were a fan of equally of all the four major sports plus college football, they would feel kind of underwhelmed after how the seasons went.
I mean, they would be heartbroken. The combo of embarrassment plus Clayton Kershaw breaking their hearts for the umpteenth time does deserve some note. But they get the positive double bang of the Clippers getting people and the Lakers getting people. What? I mean, that was fun.
All right, well, we'll see. May, June.
Heard the nominees and the 2019 Shecky Award. In fact, the Sonic Award goes to by a very narrow margin. It's Cleveland, Ohio. Duck Hodges beat you. Duck Hodges beat you. When your season, when things were, we're on the right track now. We got them going. We vanquished the monster that is the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Myles Garrett stoinked the backup QB on the helmet. Now the third stringer's in there. And you lost to Duck Hodges, Baker Mayfield, all those commercials. That's embarrassing. Plus, the end of the LeBron era, as we know, the Cavs stink. The Tribe is ready to deal, send a bunch of their relevant guys out the door. Congratulations, I guess. Cleveland, Ohio, narrowly defeating Oakland, California. And that's hard to do as well, Handsome, like you say, because of... when you lose a team, that's a hard one to overcome. All right, now let's go with the Czech Republic's Choice Award. This is for our favorite, or for your, the Czech Republic's favorite non-football playing guest. And I made an important decision this year. I decided not to include Handsome. Long ago was relegated to co-host status and not a guest. You're not a guest, and neither really is Matt Money Smith at this point, Cole Wright, and otherwise. So I didn't involve any of our colleagues here.
I guess now that I'm paid regularly for this show, you're right. I'm
right. We nominated ultimately Steve Byrne. Great comedian, pal, friend of Pittsburgh. Then we went with the duo this year. Will Brinson, a past champion of a Shecky Award winner for this same category. He joined us a couple of times, but then also Nick Costas, and he joined us, and they butted heads considerably, and it was great fun to argue with him. Joe Manganiello, handsome devil, little vain. I mean, you know, he's a handsome devil, great fella, down to earth and everything else, but as I told him to his face... Who goes in for an audition on Magic Mike? Who thinks that they're handsome enough to be worthy of that? Yeah, the whole movie's going to be about how handsome you are and how well-built you are and how every woman on the face of the earth wants you. I can't imagine going in for that audition.
I'm sure you could.
I'd be like...
Not known.
You would.
Not known for your own vanity.
You would go in
not
for that.
Not known for your own vanity, Dave.
No, I'm vain. I'm not a narcissist.
I see.
Don't you see? Okay. It's my vanity that asks for your attention, not my narcissism that demands it. Anyway... The award by the people's vote goes to Mina Kimes, of course. A wonderful guest. She made a visit to us here in Studio 66, and pleased to see her succeeding and thriving out in the sports world and beyond. One of the nicer people you'll cross paths with, even though she mocked me at the Rams preseason training camp when I told her that the San Francisco 49ers were going to win the division and the Rams were going to miss the postseason altogether. She laughed at me twice. Now who's laughing? Well, not her.
True.
She just won a Shecky Award. Next up, our favorite football playing guest this year. The nominees are David Carr. He's not a football player now, but you know he was at one point in his career. The star linebacker of the Tennessee Titans who helped me work the drive-through window at Zaxby's, Nashville,
Tennessee. Was
that
this year?
That was this year.
Wow. Rashawn Evans. A long time ago.
Rashawn Evans. Our favorite running back of the 21st century, Maurice Jones-Drew.
Of course. Is there anyone else?
Well, there is one more. One of our favorite offensive linemen, a part of the food block here. With all due respect, we have Sean O'Hare as a gem, Jeff Schwartz is, but this year's nominee, Ross Tucker, made a visit to us here in Studio 66. In fact, a couple of visits. And your 2019 Shecky Award winner for our favorite football playing guest is... One half of the Handsome Dave's future pro football team. It's David Carr. In spite of the weird hairdos that he sometimes imposes on himself, I don't like that because I think what he's really doing is doing a Johnny Depp kind of thing. It's like, look how handsome I am. I'm going to give myself a bad haircut. Johnny Depp dresses himself, you know, with, I don't even know what those things are, the scarves and the hankies.
You couldn't be more wrong.
He David does all Carr, that stuff.
David Carr is
but I think he's trying to be like
you will have in 6 months' time. No, it's just I think, that David Carr's there before you.
They try to make themselves look bad, and then they so they can say like, "See, I've made myself as bad looking as I can, and yet women still think I'm way more handsome than you." I don't like that.
In
move,
that case,
and yet,
you should wear a mask because that is the only thing that could detract from how handsome David Carr is.
Fair enough. Fair enough. My favorite. I mean, I'm sorry. The worst food to eat after brushing your teeth of 2019. Any
There's only here? One answer for me.
What is it?
An orange.
Orange is still up there. It's one of the classics. But in 2019, it is? a Caesar salad with anchovies.
You didn't have, Dave.
A Caesar salad with anchovies.
There's no way this year.
Because I'm not going to punish myself.
I don't believe ever in your life you ate a Caesar salad after you brushed your teeth.
I want to give, as I do periodically, I split an award a couple of years ago. I gave one to Mr. and now Mrs. Chris and Lakeisha Wessling for their collective battle, successful and pleased to see it, and now bring in a third member of that family into the world in 2020 at some point. Happy for them. They got a Lifetime Achievement Award. We've given out other ones. This year it goes to Colleen Wolf. Handsome, you could have gotten one, but you've gotten enough Sheckies. Colleen Wolf was willing to jump on an airplane and fly to Austin, Texas to be a part of our dumb show, which was very nice of her. Maurice did that as well.
I wasn't invited. I mean, I know.
Well, she did it.
This is like,
and she goes out of her, in a world where people take care of number one, Colleen Wolf does go out of her way.
Why would you bring this back up?
So
get an invitation for this thing that, despite the fact I come into this dumb place every
week. Maybe you didn't want it enough. Did you think about that? Did you ever think about that? I want to get through just a couple more here.
Sure.
Very quickly. My favorite child. The favorite child. Ooh. I have four of them. The nominees are Oprah.
Right.
Jean-Claude Van Damashek.
Yep.
Football Baby.
Yep.
And Little Sissy Girl. And it's a four-way tie again.
A
four-way tie. Congratulations to all four. They'll have to split the award. They can fight over who gets the foot versus the head versus the arm. That's up to them to decide. And my favorite... here we go. Best movie that Dave watched this year. You've heard me float a few of them. The winner is...
Why are you opening the envelope? Oh, I see.
I can't believe it. It's really getting close to a dynasty. Goodfellas. I watched a lot of movies again, but man, none of them were as good as Goodfellas again. I didn't watch Godfather.
What's the streak?
I don't know how many it's won in a row. Empire's won a few.
Empire's won a few.
We didn't go back and watch that. We didn't watch Godfather, so that was it. And that brings us to the granddaddy of them all, Handsome Hank, in an exciting year. And I have to give a shout out and congratulations to the entire fruit industry, who really had a major bounce back, in part because I really called out fruit over the last couple of years
for
resting on its laurels. I pushed them. They raised their game.
No one in the grocery believed in them.
No, but you know what? They were challenged and they met that challenge. And how? Your best fruit for 2019, the nominees are... Really heralded a big year in fruit. Cara Cara in January. The Cara Cara oranges were sweet and delicious. Then I had
back this January as
an
well.
Envy apple, delicious. Apples as usual will be prominent here. A real star, Honeycrisp. As usual, always up there. The Honeydew. That was really when you felt how extensive the 2019. A titanic run for fruit in general. And then the newcomer to the fruit world, the Cosmic Crisp, released on December 1st, much like a would-be Oscar nominee. You know, the movie with some gravitas comes out right before the end of the year.
In what category? I don't even know what.
Cosmic Crisp, you haven't had one yet.
No.
It's an apple.
Okay.
Get with the program, friend. And your best fruit for 2019 is... I can't believe I'm going to say it. It's the honeydew. A honeydew!
Wow. I mean, so much range in a honeydew, but you managed to...
I am as floored as anybody by this, right. But, you know, the results spoke for themselves. They tasted for themselves. Honeydew. Congratulations.
I'm shocked. I also think raspberries are going to go back. They're going to feel very disrespected.
Never a raspberry.
I think a raspberry will, you know, they're going to go back and look at what they were doing and maybe see in 2020 what they can do differently.
Don't play at war, boy. All right. So thank you to Eddie Spaghetti behind the glass. He's been our main man for another year here.
Eddie should get a Shecky for the producer.
He should. Like, he really should.
He's definitely
maybe
one
next
of the
year.
Top three producers.
Maybe next
we
year.
This
we'll
year.
See how it plays out for him. Mark Brady, our champion here at NFL Media,
champion.
As always. Ricky Hollywood filling in.
She's just back there randomly.
Well, she is, but she filled in and produced the show, the one show, I think. Ryan Bartlett, of course, he also filled in, another champion of ours here at NFL Media, and Cole Wright and Matt Money Smith always making the time for us, and of course you, Handsome Hank.
Thank you.
No Shecky Awards for you.
No, that's fine.
No,
I've got a mantelpiece full of them.
We're already on to 2020, right. So nothing to hang your head about there. And thank you, the Czech Republic, for another year of listening to our foolishness here, the Hooey and Applesauce and otherwise on the Dave Damaschek football program. Coming at you through the playoffs. Make sure you're tuned in. Go back and listen to our wild card picks. We'll set you up for next week to let you know what happened in the wild card round and what's going to happen in the divisional round. Until then, thanks so much, football fans. It's been a thin slice. Go ahead.